Ma'atzit Shein Bayelas Korachas. The tzitz only has one time Hashem's name written on it. It says Kodesh LaHashem. Still, we say Omri Torah Al Mitzchay Tomid. The Torah says that the tzitz should be Tomid. So he's saying it doesn't mean always. It just means Shlo Yisiach Daiti Memenu. The Kohen should not take his mind away. He should not think about something else. His Kol Zman is wearing the tzitz. His mind should always be on the tzitz. Is Tfilin Sheyesh Be Maskoras Harbei Tfilin that has a lot of Hashem's name in it. Alachas Kama Vekama. That to say that you should be thinking about the tefillin, and you should not be mesiach das, don't think about something else. Therefore, today to remind you to think about the tefillin, you have this inyan of chayiv odim lamashras the tefillin b'chol shor. There's a chiv upon a person to say that to move his tefillin. It doesn't really move it off the place. It just means like touch it to know it's there, to remind you to think about your tefillin. So it's a kavuchaymer from the tzitz. That the Yehuda Shita was only when he's wearing it, it's maratza. I, the pasuk says tamid. So chur, it's not to say to be marat, it's only when you're wearing it. So tamid means that when he is wearing it, it should not be masir das from it. So Taisus speaks out, Omat tzitz teima, la teima liforach malet tzitz shekein Hashem hu begoli, tiyama betfilin shehein mechupin or. There's a difference. The tzitz that what a Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead, it had written on it Kodesh Lashem, it had Hashem's name, the Yud Kei Vov Kei written on it. So it was begoli, you could see it. Maybe that's why you should not be masir das. Mashenkin the tefillin, even though it has a lot of Hashem's name in it, but you don't see it. The parshiyos are covered up with the skin in the bias. So the ain letarit dochinam ikstiv shakai. It says betfillin on the outside of the tefillin you have the shin, the dalad, and the yud. The Torah says no, you only have the shin. You don't have the dalad. The yud is not a real halacha, and it's not really the oisius of Hashem. So for a tefillin, the oisius are only inside the bias, so it's not daimed to the tzitz. The Torah says Enechnami v'nirali the ain a kal b'chayim gomer. This is not a real kabuchayma, the Raisa. Ele mid rabbon, it's only a svar mid rabbon, vachi koma. Ni na medika chumre tfei betzitz. Ked mefarish, avadi there are svaros that tzitz is more chomer. It's a beged shal kohen gadol, he only wears it in the base of Mikdash. Avadi it's more chomer the tzitz. Hashem's name is on the outside of the tzitz. Ava mikomokom, kivon diika betfilin tzant chashivu zeh. Tfei, sheesh b'maskoras harbei, since the tfilin has such a chumran. That it does have a lot of Hashem's name in it is svaru. Shminadin yesh chachomim lisakin lamashus b'em kol shorim. It's time a svar in the rabbonin that there should be such an inyan to feel your tefillin kiseida, not to be mesir das from your tefillin. So the Tosfos Yeshanim is another kash here. V'im toima lomuli taimad loyishin b'em. We know that Allah is not supposed to sleep when you're wearing tefillin. Why? Shema Yafiach Ben. We're afraid maybe you let some air out. The Shabbos. The Tzitzit Kasha Tepik Lei Mishum Hesach Adas Tochom. Here it's Mashma Kol Zaman, you're wearing a tefillin, you're not allowed to be Mesir Das. So what do you have to come on the reason why you can't sleep with them? Because you may be Mefiach. Stam, it's also because you're not going to be, you'll be Mesir Das. The Tzitzit says, Yeshleima, Dainal Naim Etayim Ad Hesach Adas Tochom. Could be that's the reason of Hesach Adas. The reason why you should not take your mind off the tefillin is not so much as a positive to think about the mitzvah tefillin, but rather not to be mafiach. So you shouldn't let wind out of your body. That's why you should not be mafiach das. Achidish. Inami Toyah says no. That avada hester das here means you're supposed to think about the mitzvah tefillin. But Toyah says achidish. Amr Abachonin, the time of the hester das l'shayach elu kishunir. Hester das is only calls the man you're awake. His calls the man you're awake mean when your mind is working, your mind should not think about something else. That's like if you're zoyin to the tefillin. If you are thinking already, you have to think only about the tefillin. You can't go wandering off thinking about something else. But when a person is sleeping, is not thinking anyway, that would not be a start for Nesach Adas. So therefore, the Gemara and Shabbat has to say, the reason why you can't sleep with your tefillin on is because Shishem Yefiyach Ben. For the Gemara now, Rabbi Shimon, the Yom HaTomid Meratzer, Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon Shita was that even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, still it's maratza. That's the pshat from Tomid. Whenever there's a tzitz around, if the kahanim bring a korban that the dam or the boss of the korban itself is tamei, but the ever the korban is kosher. I will tziv al mitzchoy v'nosa. The pasuk says no, it's mashma only when the tzitz is on the forehead of the kohen gadol, then it's v'nosa. Then it helps that the korban brought betumah is okay. But mashma when it's not al mitzchoy, when he's not wearing it, it's not okay. So what's the kasha to Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says the tzitz helps even when he's not wearing it. And the Gemara, hula kaveil and mokam udiyosa. This pasuk that al mitzchoy v'nosam, that when the tzitz is on his forehead, that's when it helps, It just means to say a makom where it's supposed to be. But it doesn't mean that it only helps when he's wearing it. Even when he's not wearing it, it's also a meratze. Just means this is the makom. And where is the makom? We'll soon see. For Rabbi Yehuda l'kvei l'makom inole, how does Rabbi Yehuda know where the place where he's supposed to put the tzitz? Nafkalei from the other part of the pasuk. It says, me'al mitzkoi, like on top of his forehead. So
it means on his forehead, right below his ear.
To his forehead. That's where the tzitz was put. This would be right. According to Rabbi Shimon also, you know where the place where to put where the tzitz. It's not on top of the mitznefes. It's not on top of his hair. It's like below his hairline. That's where he put the tzitz on the forehead. So you know it's from this pasuk miyal mitzchoy. So what did he need a pasuk for before al mitzchoy v'noso? So the more ain't achinami. Rabbi Shimon is also made from this pasuk al mitzchoy. Here we know the makom where the tzitz is supposed to be. So what does he do with this extra posik? That's not extra, just the posik is mashmon. That when does the tzitz help? When he's wearing it. That when the Kohen Gadol is wearing, when the tzitz is on his forehead, then it's venosa. Then it helps to be meratza. So what does Rav Shimon do with this posik? Omalok, Rav Shimon answers like this. Royal lemetzach meratza. When the tzitz is royed to be worn, that means it's not broken, then we say it's meratza, even if he's not wearing it. But she'ein roy lemetzach, if the tzitz is broken, it's not royed to be worn, then we say ein meratza. Then it won't help. He said it only helps, even though he's not wearing it, if it could be worn. And lafuke nishpara tzitz is coming to tell us when the tzitz is broken, so he can't wear it, now it's not meratza. So even according to Rabbi Shimon Shiter is, you don't have to wear it, but it has to be wearable. But if it's broken, you can't wear it, then it's no good. So the Gemara, lafuke nishpar hatzitz deloy meratza. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, nishpar hatzitz minole. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how do we know when the tzitz broke that it's no good? How do we know it's not meratza when it's broken? So the Gemara nafkali, he turns it out, mimetzach, mitzchoy. It says an extra word, mimetzach. It could have just said mitzchoy, it said mimetzach. That's come to teach us that it can't be broken. I shouldn't say anything. So the famous kasha has to be here. Like, what's the Gemara's kasha? According to Rabbi Yehuda, nishbarat tzitz minoli. How do we know if it's broken, it's no good? Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, it tzitz only helps when he's wearing it. So Rabbi Shita, if it's broken, he can't wear it. Like, what's the Gemara's kasha? Gemara's asking Rabbi Yehuda, nishbarat tzitz minoli. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this yisoid? That if the tzitz is broken, it's not meratza. The Chorab Shita is not meratza, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is only when the Kohen is wearing it. So Tayyid Shonim gives the Teretz. That's right, Tayyid Shonim makes this Kasha, the third one. Fim Taima, Ma Lish Naha Lish Nagufa. Fim Taima, Naha Lish Nagufa, the Amitzchai Venosa. That he says what it's Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is only meratza when he's wearing it. So pshita nishprat's no good. V'yeshtam loch ekoma nishpratis minole di mikor hevle liuk mikroa anishpar v'loy liyenu amitzchoy diyenu meratza. That's the Gemara's kasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know the dash in the first pasuk to say that when he's not wearing it, it's not meratza? Maybe no. Maybe when he's not wearing it, it is meratza. Just nishpar, that's the svarim. Maybe only when it's broken, that's what the pasuk means. Because if we don't have a second pasuk to tell us that when it's broken, it's not meratza, from the first pasuk I would say, you know what the pasuk means? It's not meratza when it's broken. But enechnami, if it's able to be worn, even when he's not wearing it, maybe it would also be meratza. How does Rabbi Yehuda know only? How does he know to say only when he's wearing it, it's meratza, but when he's not wearing it, it's not meratza? The pshat is called tetsu psukim. There's one pasuk to tell us mimetzach to say if it's broken, it's no good, and another one to say that when he's wearing it, it's meratza. So according to Yehuda, that's the shita. You need two things. It has to be okay, and he has to wear it. If he's not wearing it, it's not meratza. Another sefer wants to say, no, it's not shver. Even if it's broken, but maybe he can still wear it. It could be cracked in half. But maybe it's a havamina when he's wearing it, though, maybe it's still meratza. So true, according to Yehuda, he always has to wear it. But maybe if he's wearing a broken one, maybe that's also meratza. Kamashma on this pasuk, no. That if it's broken, Yehuda is also moed, the tzitz is not meratza. The Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, no, the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon metzach mitzchah lamashmalei. He doesn't make any extra drasha from this word metzach mitzchah. Therefore, again, Rabbi Shimon's shita is even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, stilus meratze, as long as it's roi to be worn. So the Gemara, neima hani tanoi kani tanoi. Let's say the machloikis we had before is totally this machloikis. The machloikis again, what if tum is hutra betzibur or tum is only dechuyah betzibur? Is it mamash ahet to gomer but korban tzibur brought for tuma, or it's only that v'dichuy? If you have no other way out, you can do it. The Tanya we learned like this: echod ze v'yechod ze meisin olav kol shiva. That echod ze Tak Rashi says the Yom Kippur v'pora has the kohen gadol that does the avoid on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says 7 days before we have to separate him. Who had been the kohen that burns the pora duma 7 days before we have to separate him? Now what do we do during these 7 days? The Brisa says both of them is mason all of kol shiva. We sprinkle the water on them all 7 days. Mikol chatoy shoyisham, from all the waters, all the mechates that were there in the Beis Hamikdash, all the different paradumas they had, the eshes, they always saved it, and they sprinkled on the kohen gadol those 7 days, and on the kohen that burns the paraduma, they sprinkled it on him. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita, that every one of the 7 days that they separated them, they were maza on them the mechates. Rabbi Yosi Yaimeno, Ein Mazen Olav Elish Lishir Shvi Bovad. Only the 3rd day that they separate him, and the 7th day. But every day you don't have to, like the Monashach. Let's say the Kayin touched the mace before him. So it's enough to be Mazer on him the 3rd and the 7th day, that's enough. You don't have to do it every single day. So here's the Machlekes, Remeya says every day, and Rabbi Yosi says no, only the 3rd and 7th. Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kana Moimer. There's a difference. That kohen asarif es haparam, the kohen that's going to go to burn the paraduma, and we have to separate him 7 days in advance, is mezin olav kol shiva and echanami. On him we have to sprinkle the mechatas on him every day of the 7 days. Vashenken kohen gadol b'yom kippur, the kohen gadol that we separate him 7 days in advance before yom kippur, is ein mezin olav elish lishu shvi. He makes a difference. For the kohen gadol, him we only have to do him to the 3rd and the 7th day. We'll soon see what the machlokes is. Gemara says, "My lab, what's the first machlokes? Reb Meir and Reb Yosi. My lab, all kimitzlugi. This is the machlokes that Reb Meir sobar tuma dechuyhi b'tzibur. Reb Meir holds tuma that if, even if it's a korban tzibur, you're allowed to bring it. That's only dechuy. Means if you have to do it, you have no other way out. You can do it, but mitzchili not supposed to do it. Therefore, we have to try and make sure every possible way that the kohen is tohor. Therefore, every day of the 7 days, you have to be mazer on him the mechatas." To make sure that he's Torah. Reb Yosi Sobar, no. Tuma heter hi betzibur. Rilin again, Hilchas Tuma, if the Kohen Gadol will touch the mace, still metchile is allowed to do the avodah. It's mamash hutra. And that's why you don't have to be mazur on him all 7 days. Because it's not negate to do it all 7 days. Why do we do it all together? It's tamachum Rabbi Alma, like Rashi says. Rashi, therefore you have to try and make this coin as much as possible Torah. You have to do the Azmu every day. Every day we have a suffix, maybe today is the 3rd day that he touched the mace. As even the 1st day that we separate him, maybe he touched the mace 3 days ago, and today is the 3rd day. So today is the day to make that Azmu, we have to do it today. On the 1st 3 days, we have a suffix, like maybe today is the 3rd day that he touched the mace. Who had in the last 3 days? It's also a suffix. Maybe this is the 7th day that he touched the mace. Kol yom v'yom ikla svuke misveikus shushvi. It's the 6th, 7th, the 5th, 6th, and 7th day. We have a suffix. Maybe this is the 7th day that he touched the mace. That's why every single day we have to be maza put the mechatas on him. That's Reb Meir Shita. That means the loy machmeri, but we don't have to really be mazah the mechatas on the kohen gadol, because even if he's tum, it's mamash hutra. He holds tum like Rav Nachman before. That tum is hutra b'tzibur. Why do we sprinkle the mechatas on the 3rd day and the 7th day? Elamayla bialma. It's only stama mayla bialma. The afinam imeluyim. That we have a minute. We learned it out from the meluyim. Just like by the meluyim, the 1st 7 days they sprinkled on Aaron the dam. So Adin Ladaris is an Indian by the mitzvah pre-show to sprinkle on them something. What? Even though there was dam, here it's mayim. So you sprinkle on the mechatis the 3rd and the 7th day. For the Gemara of Tisbro, is that true? Could this be the pshat? Isav Reb Yosi heterhi b'tzibur. If you want to tell me Reb Yosi Shita is, that tum is mamash hutra b'tzibur. That even though the Kohen Gadol had touched the mace, mitchilet heter gomrit him to bring the carbon. Or the zoi, hazo klau lomali. What do we have Tav HaZo'u together for? So Rashi learns what Lechur, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Rashi already explained it, that the Pshat is the Stam Maila Balmo. We're learning out from the Meluyim. Do something. So just like by the Meluyim, it was a sprinkling of Dam, now it's sprinkling my Mechatis. So what's the Gemara's Kasha on the Tzad and the Sutra? What do you have to have the sprinkling, the HaZo'u for? So Rashi explains, HaZo'u Klalomli means Betoirash Lishu Shvi. That's the Kasha. Like, how come the Braisa says, according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to sprinkle the Mechatis the third day, punkt in the seventh day? Mamonashach. If it's Dam Amayla Balma, the way they did by the Meluyim, by the Meluyim they sprinkled Dam on Aaron HaKohen all 7 days. So if you want to make a Amayla Dumya, the Meluyim, it should be done all 7 days. How come you only saying to do it the third and the seventh day? Elumai, it has to be because you're afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol was a Tamei Meis, and we want to make sure he's Torah, therefore you have to sprinkle on him the third and the seventh day punkt. So according to Rai, Rabbi Yossi also holds that Tum is the Chuyi B'tzibur. You can't say it's Hutra B'tzibur, because if it was Hutra, that we don't care at all about making him Torah, so how come we sprinkle punkt the third and seventh day? If it's Tama Miley learning out from the Meluyim, so true, do it. But not only the third and seventh, do it Zeicha L'Meluyim, they did every single day, or else do one day, or else take a choice, any days you want. But what's punkt, how come Joni the third and seventh? So that's a Rai, you do the third and seventh because we're afraid maybe the Kohen was a Tumim Ace. And even according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to try our best to make him Tor. His Tum is only Dechuyah B'tzibur. So that this is not the Machlokes if you say Hutra or Dechuyah. Everybody here holds it's only Dechuyah. So Gemara answers, Ela, you have to say Dekula Yalma Hani Tanoi Savri Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibur. Both of these Tanoim, Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, both hold that Tum is the Chuyataka. That means if it's possible to make the Kohen Tor, you have to try your best to make him Tor. So then what's the Machlokes now, if we only sprinkle on the Kohen from the Mechatis the third and the seventh day, or do we do it every day of the 7 days? For Hokal Bokimiflgi, the Machlokes is like this, that Reb Meir Sovar Amrino, we say, Tfilo Bizmana Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah midiraisa, whenever it comes the time for you to go to the mikveh, if you were tummy, and today's the day you could go to the mikveh, there's a mitzvah to go on time. As soon as possible, go to the mitzvah, go to the mikveh to become Torah. That's called tefillah b'zman as a mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, lo yamrinu tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. No, there's no such mitzvah b'dafka to go to the mikveh to make yourself Torah as soon as possible. Like if you want to wait a day, go later. You can go later, I'll be you make yourself Torah. But there's no mitzvah b'dafka, you have to do it at the right time. The Rashi says, tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. The Yechsev, it says by the Mechates, v'chot v'chito b'yom ha'shvi, v'chibes b'godav, like an extra pasuk here. After the Torah already said, Aloch is a tummy mace, we sprinkle on you the Mechatis the third and the seventh day. Now the Torah says again, V'chitu sprinkle on him, V'yayim Ashri on the seventh day, then V'chibes Begodiv, or V'rochatz, and then he goes into the mikvah. Is Loibo Zel Lamed, you know what this pasuk is coming to teach us? Al HaTfiloh Shetei V'yayim Ashri, that there's a mitzvah, today's your seventh day, that you could go to the mikvah today, go. The Rashi says, V'yazor Nami Makshinu L'tfiloh. Who are then the Morrisons soon see, we make a hekesh that the Inyan of Hazor, to sprinkle the Mechatis the third and the seventh day, it's also a mitzvah to do it exactly on the third day that you touch the mace, and on the seventh day. His Makshin and Tfilo Lios mitzvah bizmana, Hilka ko yoima mazinin olav, Yeshema ha yoim zmana. We're mazin on him every day because maybe today is the third day that he touched the mace. And maybe today is the seventh day. So since there's a minion of Tfilo Bizmana, and who are in the din of Hazor Bizmana, so that's from Meir Shita. That every day now comes, we're saying now 7 days before Yom Kippur, we have to be Mafreshim on Gimel B'Tishrei. So on the third day of Tishrei, when we separate him, we have to be afraid maybe he touched the mace like 2 days ago. And today is the third day. So today is the third day, there's a mitzvah to make Hazor today. So you have to make the Hazor today. Who are then tomorrow the second day also? We have a suffix, maybe touched the mace only 1 day ago. And then the second day is the third day. Who are then the third day? Maybe touched the mace right before we were mafreshim. And that's the third day. So every day is a suffix, maybe today is the third day that he touched the mace. Therefore we say, since it's a mitzvah to do it bismanam, we have to be mazeh every single day. That's Reb Meir Svar. So the more of Rabbi Yossi says, Lo yamrinu tefillah bizmana mitzvah. I don't say that svara, that it's a mitzvah yibadavka have to do it bizmana. So in a case like this, that we have to be mafreshu anyway 7 days. So even if the first day was really your third day, so what? You don't have to make that zot today. Wait until the third day. Like, you, no matter how long you wait, as long as you make that zot like on one day, and then you wait 4 days, do it on the seventh day, it's okay. So we'll wait now the first 3 days, make that zot then, and then on the seventh day, make that zot a second time. So Mamanashach, the Kohen is tor. Ah, you're not doing at the exact time when he could have done it. Your Biyaisa Shita is you don't have to do the Tfilah or the Hazor at the exact second when it could be done. As long as you do it, it's okay. Sas of Rav Yaisa Shita. Lo Yamrin and Tfilah Bezman HaMitzvah. So we're for the more Akasha, but Tanya, we learn not like that. But Tanya, we learn to the Bryce to put down the Gemara in Shabbos. Harei Shehoye Shein, Kos of Al-Basari. If somebody has Hashem's name, the Yudke Vovke, written on his skin, on his arm, is Hareze lo yirchach, not allowed to wash it off, for lo yisach, don't rub yourself there, for lo yamed b'mokam ha-tenufais. And you can't stand in the mokam of tenufais, shmutz, because you have Hashem's name, and that mokam, it's not right. And what then, you can't wash it off, because you can't be moichik Hashem's name. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns lo yirchach, Rashi says, shlo yimokkenu, that you should not come to wipe it off, to erase it. The Yazara L'moichik as Hashem, how do we know you're not allowed to erase Hashem's name? Because the Pasuk says, V'yavadetem eshmam, you should erase, destroy, and avoid the Zara. The Somos land, right away the Torah says, L'oisasun kem L'Hashem L'kechem. You're not allowed to do that to Hashem. Now, even though you're supposed to destroy the avoid the Zara, but Hashem's name you're not allowed to destroy. So you're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. So here that you have that Hashem written on it, and the din is lo yirchutz. You can't even put yourself into the Beis HaMerchutz. Now Tosfos asks the Kashan Rashi, so Yishon brings it down, lo yirchutz per kol kisvei maskinon tainu mishum she'osu lam mifnei Hashem orim. It's a different reason why you can't go take a bath. The reason is because you can't stand like undressed in front of Hashem's name. Aber mishum le'sasim le'asrinin. But as the yissa not to erase Hashem's name, there's no yissa. Because it's only a grammar. What are you doing? You're just going into the bath. You're going into the shower. You're not doing anything directly to rub it off. It's only a grumma. You're only causing it to happen. And it's not a psik reshom. Therefore, since it's only a grumma, you're not mechavin, Toish, the more it comes out, it's mutter. So what's the issue why you can't go to the Beis HaMerchatz? It's because you can't stand in front of Hashem's name undressed. Therefore, since you have Hashem's name here, it's lo yirchatz. What's going to be if this person became Tomei and he has to become Torah, he has to go to the mikveh? What does he do about going into the mikveh? So it says, Korach Olav Gami. Let him wrap around this Hashem's name on his arm with a leaf. He's put something around it. So Mel, it's not cold, you're standing Orem undressed in front of Hashem's name. V'tayvel, go down to the mikveh. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Yored V'tayvel Kedarkoi. You don't have to worry about putting something around Hashem's name, about putting the leaf, Korach Gami, but rather go down to the mikveh the way you are, even though you don't have any leaf on Hashem's name. But be very careful not to rub off Hashem's name. Like you shouldn't do a maise erasing Hashem's name. But as long as you're not doing a maise to erase it, if you have a tefillah mitzvah, you're allowed to be tevil the way it is, even though you're not covering up Hashem's name. And the Tanakhama says, no, not like that. You have to first cover up Hashem's name. The Kaimulon, the Gemara there, Shabbos comes out. What's the machlokes? The betfilah bizmano mitzvah kemiflegi. That's the machlokes. If there's such a mitzvah to do the tefillah at the right time, the Tanakhama sovar lo yamrin tefillah bizmano mitzvah. The Tanakhama holds there's no such mitzvah that you have to go to the mikvah the exact second when you could. So therefore, we tell you, if you have Hashem's name written on your arm, before you go to the mikvah, you have to make sure you wrap something around it. Now, even though you're not going to be able to find the gami so fast, it'll take you a few days till you find the right leaf to put it over. We don't care. Wait 2 or 3 days until you get the gami, and then go down to the mikvah. That's because the Tanakhama holds, there's not a mitzvah for dafka to be tabled as soon as possible. But Rabbi Yossi Shita is no. Rabbi Yossi Sovar Amrinon Tfilah Bizman HaMitzvah. We know there is a mitzvah to be tabled at the exact time when you could be. So therefore, now this person has a mitzvah to be tevil today. If he's going to tell me that he can't go to the mikvah until he first puts a gami, a leaf, around him, we're afraid he won't be able to find the gami so fast, it'll take time, and he'll have to postpone the mikvah, and he's pushing off the mitzvah. So therefore, if you're old, you're allowed to go down to the mikvah the way it is right now, even without putting a covering around it. So you see clearly what? That if you're holds, tefillah b'zmanah is a mitzvah. So you can't tell me now the machloikis here is that Rabbi Yossi says the reason why you don't make the Azor every day, only the third and seventh day, because the Yod is not a mitzvah as manon. Here in the Gemara and Shabbos, we see clearly that Rabbi Yossi yelled, yes, there is a mitzvah to be tovel b'zmano. As soon as the time for you to be tovel is, you're supposed to be tovel, then there's a mitzvah to do it. And that's why we say you're allowed to go to the mikveh, even though you have Hashem's name written on your hand.
What?
So as chatzitza, you have to say it's not so tight. You have to say, chatzitza wouldn't be chatzitza either. You put it on very loosely, that the water goes underneath it, so it wouldn't be a chatzitza. What? That itself is not right. That's the yoy, right. The yoy that's inside, right. There's no mamoshes there. So the yod dried up on, and there's no mamushes. So the Mara Eli, you have to say is, I'll tell you the kuli yalma lahani tenoya minyan tefilu b'zman mitzvah. Maybe you're right. We have Yosi Shita is also that whenever the mitzman comes to be tovel, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh at that time, and Reb Meir for sure holds that shita. So what's the machlokes then over here by the Azor? Do we only do it the third and seventh or every single day? For hocha bokim mifluki. Here the machlokes is like this. Rabbi Meir Sobar Makshinen Hazor Letfilah. Rabbi Meir holds, as everybody holds, the tefillah to go to the mikvah, that's like midiraisa. As soon as it comes the time, the seventh day, whenever it is that you go to the mikvah, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah that day. So Shalom, what about Hazor? Now we're saying the thing of Hazor, the third and the seventh day. Is there a mitzvah badafka to do with the first, third, and seventh day possible or not? That's the machlokes. So we have this hekesh of the Hazor doing with the tefillah. That Rabbi Meir says yes. We're makish hazor to tefillah. Just like tefillah has to be done with mana, the hazor also has to be done on the first, third day after you touch the mace. And the seventh day you have to make the hazor. Therefore here when we're makish to Kohen Gadol, since we don't know for sure which day he touched the mace, it's only a suffix maybe touched it. So every day we have a suffix, maybe today is the third day, therefore every day we make the hazor. For Rabbi Yossi Sobar, loy makshin and hazor le tefillah. Rabbi Yossi Davada, I'm asking to you, tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. I just don't make this hekesh though, that hazor is not a mitzvah b'zmano. If you have a suffix, which is the third day, you don't have to do it every single day, and just pick a third day and a seventh day, that's good. The Rashi says, loy makshinin, hazor b'zmano, lav mitzvah, v'chiksiv shlish yushvi, shalo yaktim. That's all it just means. You can't do like one after another. V'yishor ben hazor lazor, arbo yomim. It just means whenever you do the first hazor, like providing it was after the third day, it could be even the seventh day. But the din is, by the neck, before you make the second hazor, you have to wait 4 days. There has to be 4 days in between the first hazor and the second hazor. Avlim yishoya hazor soy, lezman merubah, less lombor. But if you want to push off not to do the hazor for the first start 10 days later, you're allowed to do it according to Rabbi Yossi. Just whenever you do start, you have to do it once, and then the fourth day from then, you do it a second time. So that's the machloikis. Is hazor the mitzvah b'zman or not? Vayitiv Rabbi Chanina Skana Kanim, we said before, he says what? That there's a difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen that burns the Paraduma. For the Gemara Monashoch, imakish hazor l'tfilah. Because since there's a mitzvah for him to become Torah, and we have a suffix every day, maybe this is the third day, he should have to make the Azor every day. And the suffix the last 3 days, maybe the seventh day. Holds like Rabbi Yossi. There's no hekish. The Azor doesn't have to be bismanom. So afilu kain asarif as a paranami. How come you're saying though that the kain that burns the paraduma for him, when we separate him, every day of the 7 days, you have to make the Azor. Why? Mamonashoch. If it's Bizman or a mitzvah, do it by the Kohen Gadol. If it's not a mitzvah Bizman, even by the Kohen Asof as a Parah, you shouldn't have to do it. And the Gemara, Liyerlam Avada, Loy Makish. Avada Bechinas Kanakanam holds like Reb Yossi, that there's no Hekish. For the mitzvah Saizor, you could do it whenever you want. You could wait a few days. Because whenever you do it, you have to wait 4 days to do the second one. Of Azoi, the Kohen Asarif HaSapora, why by him do we say you have to make the Azor every day of the 7 days? I tell you, that's a Maila B'Yalma. That's just time with Rabbon and the Kinyon. If this Kohen, we're Metamahim, that he has a din of a Tfu Yoim, so since we make one Kula by him, we try and do a lot of other Chumris. So therefore, Stamas, a Chumra B'Yalma, for this Kohen that's going to burn the Paraduma, we're Mazaran him all 7 days. but not that the ikur adin al hazor bizman as a mitzvah. No, it's only a mile by the paraduma. So the more command knows lohod the toner rabbanim. We learned in the brayso. Ain ben kain asurkas aporo. There's no difference between the kain that's going to burn the paraduma, the kain gadol b'yom kippurim, that the kain gadol for yom kippur. Elo, in other words, that there's a mitzvah hafrosha by both of them. 7 days before they do their avodah, we have to separate them.